Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. So let's talk about how to know if a man genuinely wants you, likes you, desires you, wants to be with you. And I have said countless times that men are very, very simple. If a man likes you, he will pursue you, he will go after you, he will erase all of your doubts, and there'll be no doubt in your mind that this guy wants to be with you. So this topic came from a video that I was watching on Instagram TV. It was basically a girl that reconnected with her ex to get some form of closure. And the girl was just like, why this? Why that? Why did you ghost me? Why did you do this? And the guy is just literally sitting there chilling like, it wasn't that serious. Like, da 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 da. And I'm thinking, this guy is a boy, first of all. Second of all, it is very clear, looking into this relationship, it was very clear that the feelings that she had were not being reciprocated. And she was even saying, I fell in love with you. The guy was literally sitting there like, I don't even remember you. And I felt so embarrassed for her, but it also made me realize that this is what a lot of women genuinely go through when they are talking to someone and they wanted to go further, but it's just not going further. And if you are in that situation where you feel like you really like this person, but this guy's not making you feel like, okay, he wants to be here, he wants me, he's not making you feel secure, I want to help you guys and just really simplify a lot of things. And I just want to make things crystal clear. A lot of people message and ask questions like, how do you know if a guy likes you? And the thing is, if you're asking this question, take it as he doesn't. Because once you have found that person who genuinely likes you, genuinely feels like you're someone special to them, and that guy's one aim is to make you feel so secure that he wants to erase all of your fears, all of your doubts about you and him. This guy does not want you for a second to ever have any doubts about where you guys are going. I always say this, men are very, very intentional. Once that man has genuinely found what he wants, there's going to be no gray areas. So if you're feeling like you're in the gray area, you have to take that mixed signal as a no. You're gonna have to take that mixed signal as he's not interested in me. A guy goes after what he wants. So no need to be messaging me, asking me, do you think this guy likes me? If a guy is making you question, it's because he's not communicating. The reason why you have so many questions is because he's not communicating with you where this is going. And this brings me on to my second point, how to know if a guy genuinely likes you and wants to spend his life with you. This is how serious it is. He will start to talk about future plans that include you. So me and my partner have been dating for 6 months, but for me it feels like 6 years, because from the very beginning he was very intentional with what he wanted. He was very intentional with where he saw himself going in the next 5 years and who he wanted to be a part of his future, which is me. We were very, very, very clear from the beginning. So we have a head start on couples that have actually been together for 2-3 years who are still trying to figure out what is the next step. And I think that's very dangerous because it doesn't give you a sense of security, feeling like, okay, I know where this is going. I don't have to worry about, is this guy going to propose? Or am I going to get married? Or am I going to have kids? Because I know that we've already discussed this. He's already vocalized to me that this is what he wants. This is what he wants for us. I am part of his equation. I am part of his future. If you're talking to a guy and he talks about him a lot, he talks about what he's doing and where he's going and his career and yada yada yada, if he's constantly talking about himself and he's not including you in the plans, take that as a sign that you aren't really part of his future. If you was, he'll be talking about it, he'll be including you, you'd feel safe. And I think to wrap that up in one word, I would say this guy makes you feel safe. It's a safety as in you know where you stand. If a guy makes you feel uncertain, he's not the one. He's not the one for you. And this is where a lot of women stay. They stay in that place of uncertainty. They're in a relationship for 4-5 years and they're still questioning whether this guy will marry them because he never made it clear from the beginning. He never vocalized it. He never told you, look, I want you to be part of my future. So I think, ladies, this will really, 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 really help you going going forward is dating should not be difficult. When you found the one, you will know. Until then, keep on going. Do not settle on someone that makes you feel uncertain. Only be okay to settle. And when I say settle, I mean this is a safe place. I can unpack here. I can make myself at home here because this person is a safe place. It's only okay to settle when this person's giving you a level of certainty. Of course, we never know what the future may hold. We never know what may happen. But this guy is intentional and he's a safe place. He's giving you a level of safety. If you're feeling uncertain, if you're feeling rocky, this person is not for you. This person is not ready for you. Another sign that a guy genuinely likes you and wants to spend his life with you is persistency and consistency. This guy is persistent and he's consistent. There's nothing worse than someone that is inconsistent to make you feel insecure. Inconsistency makes you feel insecure. If you're feeling insecure, it's because he's inconsistent. He's not reliable with his feelings. He's not reliable with how he's treating you. He's just not a reliable person. Nothing is consistent. And one sign to know that someone actually genuinely likes you is every day without fail. My partner messaged me every single morning, and not that I need that anymore, but it's still nice to know that he's actually there. It's not just me on my own. We're in this together. And it's a consistency that brings you closer together. It's that consistency that makes you feel safe. Do you feel safe with the guy you're dating? Do you feel safe? Do you feel like you can trust him? That if he says, yeah, I plan on marrying you in 2021, 2022, 2020, I plan on marrying you. And you look into his eyes and there's no reason for you to doubt him because he's been consistent from the very beginning. A guy that genuinely likes you is going to show and prove. He's not just going to talk, he's going to walk. He's going to talk and walk. And that is what's really beautiful about a really solid connection. Like, you actually connected, like you're actually going somewhere together. Like, from the time that me and my partner were dating to the moment we became official, it felt like one beautiful stream. I didn't need him to ask me to be his girlfriend because we were already heading in that direction. I always thought that when a guy asked me to be his girlfriend, I'd be like, oh my god, yay! It wasn't any of that. I was just like, I was so happy from the beginning, so comfortable from the beginning, that of course I want to be your girlfriend. Of course. Of course I want to be your girlfriend. Of course I want to, like, officially officiate the stage. I think when you're in a relationship that's going somewhere, you don't necessarily need that official, if you know what I mean, because it already feels like you are together. I did want the title. I was like, every time I go out, I'm introducing you, I'm like, yeah, we're dating. I want to be like, yeah, this is my partner, this is my BF, this is my husband. This is my husband. And so yeah, it was nice to actually officially get the title after about 2 months of dating. Yeah. And I don't think that it should take any longer than 3 months for someone to know you're the one that they want. I do believe that relationships and dating is a spiritual connection, it's a spiritual exchange. It can't actually really make that much sense, but there's a level of trust that you have now built with that person, that you know that you actually want to be with this person and you want to spend time with them, and that person is giving you the same energy that you're giving them back. And that's another thing that I want to talk about. If someone isn't giving you the same energy that you're giving them back, that is a sure sign that this person does not like you enough. I'm not saying like you, this person doesn't want to be with you. If you're giving everything, you're doing everything, you're there, you're showing up, and this person's giving you 50% back, it's not going to work. It's not nice for you. It makes you feel unsure about yourself. It makes you not even want to open up. And one thing about me is I know that I can only open up when I feel safe. If you give me that consistency, if you show up, if you're trying to erase my doubts, I'm going to open up. And another sign to know if a guy genuinely likes you is he doesn't play games. There's no games, right? This is something that I had to kind of quickly learn at the beginning of my relationship, because I was used to guys being emotionally unavailable. So I was always used to withholding because I'm not going to be the one that's going to be left looking stupid. So let's say, like, a small kind of silly example, but if a guy didn't call me when he said he was going to call me, the next time when I say I'm going to call him, I'm not going to call him, just to get back. So it becomes like a game, like a tit for tat. I'll do this if you do that kind of thing. In a real relationship, that doesn't work. In a very stupid, shallow relationship, that can work and it may be fun. But in a real relationship, that doesn't work. You cannot tit for tat. You cannot, because you didn't, I'm not gonna. I think a lot of us are in that game stage. And I did try that. I did kind of try that in my relationship, but I realized, like, I can't. if I want it to work, I can't. I can't hold scores. I can't be like, okay, because you did, I'm gonna do this. Like, when you genuinely love someone, you don't even want to play those games anyway. You don't want to hurt them. And you know any small move could genuinely hurt them, even if it wasn't intentional. So when you know you're with someone that genuinely wants you, they're not gonna play games with you. They're not going to, because you didn't, I'm not gonna. It's not gonna be any game. It's gonna be very fluid. And like I always say, when it's right, it's light. And if you're having questions, if you're having doubts, it's because the person isn't for you. Someone said to me, like, Mr. Wrong comes just before Mr. Right. And that may be where some of you guys are at right now. You are in a relationship with someone and it doesn't feel complete. It doesn't feel like the one. And I am encouraging you guys that if you are in that kind of relationship, let go and trust that the person that God has for you is going to be the perfect match, okay? They're not going to be perfect, but they're going to be perfect for you. They're going to be a great match. You're not going to be doubting. You're not going to be unsure. You're not going to be uncertain. And I encourage you, before the year is out, to let go of any baggage. Let go of anybody that is not for you. How many more reminders do you need to have to finally let this relationship go? I don't want any of you ladies carrying unneeded or unwanted baggage into the new year. I want you guys to start the new year on the best foot possible, with the most clarity as possible. I think we really underestimate a clear mind, clear soul, a clear conscience, knowing that no one is there dragging you back. Like, knowing you can go to sleep peacefully because nobody is playing you. Like, nobody's stressing you out. You haven't got all these questions. And I just encourage you guys to sit with yourself and ask yourself, is this what I want? If a guy likes you, he will pursue you. If a guy is not pursuing you, he doesn't like you. It's very clear, very clear. And that's why I wanted to communicate in this way, whereby if a guy does like you, because the only way you're actually able to tell a fake is if you put it up against a real thing. So these are some of the traits and the signs that a guy genuinely wants to be with you, sees a future with you, and you guys are ready to go to the next step. If you're feeling unsure, if you're feeling insecure, these are signs that this person is not for you. Run for your life. Literally, like, let it go. God has so much better for you, and you can't be so desperate that you'd rather hold on to something that's not working than let it go. And I think that's really all I wanted to say. Like, the man for you is the man for you. And if you can look at this guy and ask yourself this question, is this guy the man of my dreams? If he's not, in action, in word, in deed, in character, do yourself a favor, sis, and let it go. I promise you, better is out there. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.